KELA. Let's talk about it.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
John, in the latter part of October, Mr. Kimbrough posed a question on your program that went something like this. How would one go about setting up a dictatorship? And then last week, he posed the question again in a slightly different fashion. As best I can tell, there hasn't been any discussion or response to his two questions. Is that a subject that's too far out and too radical for discussion, or is it fair game for let's talk about it?
Well, let's do it. You're the lead caller, so you get to take us in a direction.
Well, let's play a game. I don't want to put you on the spot here too much, but let me tell you what I would do, and then you tell me whether or not you think that's feasible or ridiculous.
Okay.
First thing I'd do is I would establish legislation that in the case of a far-reaching, in the case of an emergency, a major emergency, that the president just pretty well takes over and gets things fixed.
Yike, that's really dangerous, but I'll admit that's already been done.
For example, the executive order on if some emergency happens, he takes over.
Yeah.
So that's already law.
That is, and that's scary. If that ever gets implemented and he starts taking over transportation systems, whole industries that produce products, the government can just take those over and start running them.
Well, the second thing I'd do is I would make as many of the citizens as possible dependent on the government for daily necessities.
Oh, boy. Yes, you're right. That's being done.
Is that being done?
Food stamps, what's the percentage now?
It's about 15%.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got Social Security, and we've got disability, and we've got Section 8 housing. So there's a lot of us, not to mention Medicare and Medicaid.
Sure.
And in the run-up to the last debate on extending the debt limit, the president did suggest that, you know, if we don't get this thing extended, Social Security checks might go out.
That's the first thing they threaten. We're going to cut off your benefits. You're going to cut off your goodies.
Next thing I'd do is I'd establish a domestic federal police force.
Oh, man. Yes, here we go again.
Do we have such a thing as that now?
Oh, man, yes, we do.
It's called Homeland Defense, right?
Homeland Security, yep.
And I just recently buy millions or billions of rounds of ammunition?
Yes, they did.
What are they doing with all that?
They say it's target practice.
They're probably pretty good shots.
I would say, oh.
And the next thing I'd do is I'd put together an intelligence system where I knew what people were doing, where they were going, what they were saying, what they were writing. Is that feasible?
Bingo, been done again, the NSA.
NSA.
It's in everyone's homes.
So they know they would possibly know that if I was parked at a motel in Lacey at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday afternoon.
They would know.
They'd know. The next thing I'd do is probably disarm the population.
Yep.
Have we ever had any attacks on the Second Amendment?
Oh, man. It's continuous.
Then the next thing I'd do is, there's several other things, but I guess to shorten this down, the last thing I'd do is I'd get people accustomed to presidential executive orders.
President can do whatever he wants to as long as he has a good reason for
it. Yeah, and I'd do it a little bit at a time. I wouldn't do it all at once.
Yeah.
Get people kind of tuned up.
And we're being softened up, aren't we?
You know, John, it seems to me, in answer to Mr. Kimbrough's question, it only takes two things for us to have a dictatorship in the United States by the end of the day. One of those is a very serious national emergency, like maybe a computer hacker takes down the power system from, Richmond, Virginia to Boston, Massachusetts.
There we go. Entirely possible.
Yeah. And the second thing that would be required would be a small group of people in Washington that has the attitude, don't let a crisis go to waste.
That's in place already. Yep.
Have you ever heard that expression before?
Oh, unfortunately, not before, but I have heard it recently.
Well, Rahm Emanuel, who was the current president's former chief of staff, publicly expressed this philosophy. He said, hey, we're not going to let any crisis go to waste. We're going to use crises to get done what we want done.
And that, in politics, works. You wait until it's boiling, and then people will let you get away with murder.
Yep. Well, I just thought that Mr. Kimbrough had a pretty good question there. You know, on the surface, it seems rather radical.
Yes.
The United States, a dictatorship. But, John, in my opinion, everything that's required to establish one is in place.
Yeah, and this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. This is a liberty issue.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't make any difference. All it takes is that emergency and a small group of people, no matter what their leanings are, that say, hey, this is our opportunity.
Yeah, it's set up and ready to go. And I have the same fear you have. You have a great talent of bringing this to the surface. Man, I wish I had an argument against you.
Well, I wish you did, too.
Well, we have reached that point in our technology, at least, where we are very vulnerable. Imagine just being without electricity for a week.
Oh, gracious.
That brings us all to our knees. At that point, if someone said, hey, just set aside the Constitution for a short period of time, let me take over, I'll get this all straightened out, we would welcome such a person, we'd welcome such an effort, because we'd be so hungry and miserable at the end of 1 week that I think we would invite it in.
You know,